So we spoke, we prayed earlier that the things that we read in relation to Samson's testimony, that we would take practical lessons out of it, and that we would be able to learn what the Lord would have for us in these things. So in light of that, we spoke about the difference from the end of 13 to the beginning of 14, that there was a change, that there was something different in his life. And one of the underlying things seems to be that he was acting in independence from the Lord. He was doing that which was right in his own eyes. And he was not being led of the Spirit. So to make it practical for us today, how can we be in subjection to the Spirit? How can we discern the Spirit's leading in our daily lives? How can we know and understand what direction the Spirit of God wants us to go? There are some things that are obvious. There are some things that perhaps are very clear, but in things that to us at least may not be as clear, how can we maintain the subjection and the discernment to be able to understand the Spirit's leading?
It's a very good question, and it's very practical, because many of us would ask the very same thing. We would like to have a manual that is saying, when you get up in the morning, 6 o'clock, this is what you do, and at 7, this is what you do, and at 8, this is what you do. It will make your life easy. This is what you eat, this is what you wear, this is where you go. If you have it in your own hand, just written like that, it will make life very easy, wouldn't it? Mm. You don't have to question anything. I know exactly what to do at a certain time. We have a manual, right? When you fly your plane, you have a manual with you, right? Okay. They tell you exactly what to do and how to do it. You cannot close it up and say, well, I could do that or could do... You pay attention to what's going on around you, and you follow the manual, right? Just like you do in a Bible study. Okay. So, but we become a robot then. There was a manual given to the children of Israel. Exactly what to wear, where to live, how to eat, what to eat, and what not to eat. And guess what? They actually even added to it. The Pharisees just kept adding stuff. Because every question comes up, they have a decree about it. And they couldn't even keep anything. We have a manual. This book here. It has everything in it that you need to know. And you have the divine author that wrote it. And he's dwelling in you. And he would not withhold any answer from you. But because every one of us is different, it's a matter of a relationship now. I have a relationship with the Lord. I have the Word of God. And I have the Spirit of God. And I could go to him and ask him anything you want. Any question that you have. You go to him and you ask him. You stay in his presence, and you wait upon him, and you search the Word of God, and you sit and you listen to the ministry of the Word of God. Trust me, the Lord will give you the answer to your question. That is for every little thing of your life. You would love to hear it said, well, here is a verse, thou shalt do this, or thou shalt not do that. Well, it is there. But you need the Spirit of God. Sometimes you take an obscure verse from somewhere, or you sit sometimes and listen to somebody speaking, and all of a sudden the light bulb comes and says, yeah, that's exactly the answer I'm looking for. It is the Word of God. It has everything you need. The Spirit of God is in you. The question is this: have you made up your mind already of what you wanted to do, and just going to the Lord and saying, well, Lord, you know, and you already... Samson made up his mind. I mean, there was no matter of praying on this thing. He already had made up his mind. Take her For me, it pleases me. I want her no matter what anybody says. It doesn't matter what the Word of God is saying. It doesn't matter what anybody, my parents say. It doesn't matter what anybody said. I want to go after it. You go to the Word of God. If you have sincere spirit of subjection, the Lord will never lead you astray. That is the beauty about Christianity. The beauty about Christianity, it is a relationship. A relationship with the Lord, day in and day out. That you go and talk to Him about everything, because He desires that. And He will talk back to you and tell you what His desire for you are. But you need to have that relationship. The moment you broke that relationship, you are on your own. And then there is trouble.
I think we could find the answer partly when we look at the other two Nazarites we have in Scripture, Samuel and John, because both faced very unique and difficult circumstances in their life. And I think the answer was that both of them, when they faced something that they were contrary to, that they completely disagreed with, they prayed or they sought the Lord. I think Israel asked for a king. Samuel wanted no part of that, and he disagreed with it. But he prayed, and the Lord said, no, you have to do it. You may disagree with it, you may not agree with it, but he prayed, he got his instruction from the Lord, and he submitted to the word of the Lord. John, I think, in two unique situations, the Lord Jesus came up to him and asked to be baptized. And John, I can't do this, I need to be baptized of you. Lord Jesus said, no, you need to listen to me. And then later on, when John faced the period of discouragement, are you the one we're waiting for? Is there another? What did he do? He sent to the Lord Jesus. He communion. It's a matter of speaking to the Lord. That's the answer. You speak to the Lord. And it might not always be made evident. You know, there's never going to be a voice coming to us from heaven. But the Lord will find a way. The Lord will communicate His will for my life. He'll find a way to do it. He always has. The Lord isn't limited by our means. He will find a way to let us know. But we have to be seeking it. Samson wasn't looking for it. Samson wasn't asking the Lord for anything. He asked the Lord for water and strength. That's the only thing he ever asked the Lord for. He wasn't looking for, okay, I need to know what I need to do today to do what you intended for me to do. Well, Lord, you intended me to free Israel. What's the best way for me to go about this? He wasn't interested in that. He's like, okay, I've given the responsibility to free Israel. I have to figure out how to do it. I'm going to go do it. Well, we as Christians are given specific things to do. We're to be a testimony. Well, if I want to be the most effective testimony I could be, I need to ask the Lord for guidance. And I think, you know, the what if question, I think that if Samson had had a better walk with the Lord, he would have been a more effective judge. The deliverance would have been greater. But now, you know, the Lord has to use a weaker vessel.
So the question is, why did Samson not, in this account before us, why did Samson not inquire of the Lord?
I think when you speak of, as he was in other places, that he was, that the Spirit led him to do something. And when we speak of that today, when you say the word leading, it inherently implies that him or her who is led is admitting that they need leading, that they are, that in and of themselves they are not able to do that which is useful and honoring to the Lord, so they need to be led of the Spirit of God. So there is the dependence and subjection to the Spirit to move and to order our lives. And I think that attitude is perhaps what was one of the things, at least, that was a change between the end of 13 and the beginning of 14, is that Samson began to be interested in doing that which is pleasing to himself, that which he saw was fit in his own eyes, and he lacked the dependence and the trust in what the Lord had for him. So to be led inherently implies that we, in and of ourselves, we are weak, and we need the Lord's guidance through His Spirit to make decisions, to go in this way or that way, or to, you know, in relation to a partner or in relation to where we're going to school or whatever the case may be. A spirit of dependence, a spirit of trust in the Lord. And in John chapter 3, just a verse that just came to mind. John chapter 3, words that another Nazarite that we spoke of spoke. He says in John 3, verse 30, it says, "He must increase, but I must decrease."